Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Great to hear our continuing news growth. Is that not wonderful? Eileen Abbott back in the rotation there. Sarah Huffman, of course, the commander-in-chief back there in the newsroom, Charles Pyle. Great, great, great work. 6 o'clock tonight over at U of R. Jason Miaras, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, will be on the same stage with Jay Jones, who last we heard from was fantasizing about murdering people like you and me.
Come on, man.
Well, that's what he was doing. I'm going to put two bullets into the head of those people I disagree with. What an absolute disgusting pig, right? And I don't think that's being too nasty. I really don't. I don't see how you could look at what he said, understand what he said, and then say, "Oh well, you know, What was it? Well, we could look. It's everybody, Jeff. You know, there's violence on all sides. What a freaking cop out that nonsense is." You normally hear that from the leftists, who are, quite frankly, getting a little tired of the fact that they have to continually defend violence from their ranks. So they do this projection thing where, oh, it's everybody, Jeff. And then you get some of the squishy pseudo-Republicans or pseudo-conservatives who go along with that because, I don't know, I guess they want to be liked by the leftists or something like that. But we know where it's coming from. We know what's going on. We've seen the results. And this Jay Jones, just the latest example, absolutely appalling, despicable person. We don't even have to get into his lying to the court out there in New Kent County, do we? Well, I did public service. I did community service. Well, I mean, it was for my political action committee inside my office. But, you know, look, there's something shiny over there. This guy is a shyster from the beginning of the day till the end of the day. Complete and total reprobates. Oh, did I forget about how he wants children to die in the arms of their mother so that their mother and perhaps their father, he would already be dead. So the mother would change her opinion on a political issue? God, what an absolutely disgusting creep. Completely, totally. Anyway, that happens at 6 o'clock this evening. And it's not actually televised, right? It's all streamed, but I'll be paying attention to it. I absolutely will be paying attention to it. You want to pay attention to it? You should be paying attention to it. It's interesting to see how the numbers have shifted a little bit. You know what else? You heard the almighty, all-knowing, all-seeing, omniscient Barack Obama coming in off the sidelines, man. Taking a break from just being peeved that everything he did is slowly but surely being dismantled. God, thank you for that. The abomination that we saw for 8 years when that guy was in the Oval Office. Apologizing to the world. Oh, we're sorry. We're Americans. We didn't mean to be so good. And you know what? We're not really all that good. We're just really sorry. Let me come to you and apologize for being an American. Let me just bow down to you and kiss your toes and whatever else you'd like me to kiss on the way down or up. It doesn't matter. I just want you to know I'm really sorry. All of that nonsense. Here's the guy who gave us DEI. Here's the guy who helped launch the war on cops. We've never seen as much racial division in this country in the modern age as we have growing out of the Obama years. Lest anybody think, well, Jeff, are you minimizing the Civil War? No, I said in the modern age. You want to do numbers? Say in the last 30 years. It was unbelievable the damage that Barack Obama did to the United States of America. And you are seeing President Trump step by step undoing the nonsense that was foisted upon us by Obama and his minions. So why is he back now? Because there must be some new polling data coming out inside the Spamberger campaign, inside the Virginia Democrats campaign that says, hey, this is not going nearly as well as we had thought. It's not going nearly as well as we had hoped. That is confirmation that the various and sundry talking heads and biased babblers, the Larry Sabatos of the world, Larry Sabato, who, of course, heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato, and Dr. Bob Holdsworth, and these other guys who are out there pushing their agenda on a regular basis, telling us it's all over. You stupid Republicans, or as Larry Sabato referred to us, you Nazis. Remember? Yeah. But anyway, you people don't need to vote. You should just stay home and get ready, because Abigail Spamberger's got this thing in the bag. It's going to be 95% for CIA Abby, and so you don't even need to vote for that lady over there that we don't even want to look at or talk to or even acknowledge her existence. Not going to do it. That's why you get a big ad buy with a major figure coming up on the end. If, in fact, it was just easy sailing, smooth sailing, everything was going according to the script, then you wouldn't do that now. You wouldn't do that less than 3 weeks from Election Day. You just wouldn't do it. So that, to me, was very interesting. Does that mean that Winsome Sears is going to win? I don't know. I don't do predictions. I've told you that as long as you and I have been getting together in the afternoon. I don't do predictions. However, I do think it is fascinating, absolutely fascinating, that they are breaking out Obama now and running that out as if that is going to change. And maybe it will change things. You never know. You really don't. You just don't know with this sort of stuff. When you've got people who are seeing things develop in front of their eyes, you've got people who are saying, now, wait a minute, I don't like what's going on. Or maybe you like what's going on. Either way, all I'm saying is that it would appear to me, just having been through something like this a time or two, that bringing that out now would indicate it's not a done deal. It is not a done deal. So if you are hearing people telling you, just forget about it, there's not even any reason for those crazy Republicans to vote, you should probably ignore them. That would be my advice to you. Hey, Germ, quick question for you. The equipment, such as it is, that up and running? Everything's good? Excellent, excellent. Now, the reason I ask is that my Etch-A-Sketch, my company-issued Etch-A-Sketch, is having some difficulty. But I don't know why, but it is. All right. Do you want your rage to fuel you? I would say no. I would be... I would say no. I don't think your rage should be fueling you. You've seen now what happens when the leftists have their rage fueling them. Yeah, it is not pretty, and in fact, it's pretty damn dangerous. But tonight at 6 o'clock, we'll see how that all plays out. Hey, coming up at 3:35, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is going to be here. Looking forward to chatting with him, getting the lay of the land. And we've got at 4:35, Rob Chadwick. Rob, as you know, is the principal training advisor, principal training director. He's got a new title, so he'll have to share that with us at 4:35. But retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up all of their tactical training at their academy in Quantico. And now he is with the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, Delta Defense, and he's actually coming to town. He's going to have an event down there at Range USA in Chester. This is the newest one of the Range USA ranges. I guess they've got like 50 of them across the United States. So I'm looking forward to hearing more on that. And then at 5:35, dear friend Tony Pham, former director of ICE, going to weigh in on the growing threats that are being directed at the members of ICE, those officers who are going out there every single solitary day. I'm just telling you, it is an ugly, ugly, ugly situation. Just wrong on every level. And now they're still going out there and doing the job, which I guess is great, right? I mean, you have to appreciate that. I have to appreciate that. But, man, it's just getting more and more difficult for them to go out and do the job. And it's not even just the threats to them. It's the threats to the families. The threats to the families are really what you're seeing. And Tony, of course, knows all about that very, very up close and personal. It is 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
321, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. And let me tell you something. You're talking about the Katz dog. An amazing hot dog. But not just because of the flavor and all of the great ingredients that you'll find at the Texas Inn, thanks to Dave Saunders. No. It is because from every Katz dog sold, there's a donation made to Special Olympics of Virginia. Now, you do know. Well, maybe you don't know. Let me remind you that, in fact, each and every year, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard and I get together, and what do? We come up with some insane, crazy, twisted, bizarre challenge. And then we do it to raise money for Special Olympics of Virginia, and that's what we're doing again this year. I can't tell you what it is yet, although I think we're kind of closing in on it. But here's what happened with the Katz dog. Dave Saunders, God bless him, and again, the team from the Texas Inn, four great locations. Let me tell you that the money that's raised over there, each dog, I think it's 50 cents off of each hot dog, goes to the Special Olympics of Virginia. So we are taking that right away and putting it into the Sheriff Carl Leonard Crazy Challenge Polar Plunge Fund. So we're already $861.50 ahead of where we were a week or so ago. Yeah, in just a couple of weeks, they sold 1,723 Jeff Katz hot dogs. And each quarter of the year, they're going to be collecting that money and making the donation to the Special Olympics of Virginia. Well, we only debuted the Katz dog a few weeks back. And already 1,723 of the Katz dogs have been sold. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. I am looking now at the James River Air text line. Germ, I think I may very well have repaired the company Etch-A-Sketch. I just hit it where it was already dented. And so now it looks like it might, in fact, maybe I don't want to go out on a limb here, but yeah. Jeff, Eileen Abbott sounds great. I agree. Eileen, I'm happy to say, is back with the team. Sarah Huffman doing great work. And of course, as I said, the commander in chief back there in the WRBA newsroom is Charles Pyle, doing great work. Let me see. 757 says, Jeff, take a look at Luke 6:45. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. Yeah, well, I agree. 804, we are hearing again from the great and powerful Barack Obama. Yeah, he's a little bit like Oz, right? Just remember who the Wizard of Oz really was and what brought him there. 540, Jeff, J. Jones may very well have committed perjury in the New Kent court. It's possible. 804, Jeff, Abigail Spamberger was really exposed as a total made-up fraud after that debate. Well, some of us didn't have to wait for the debate. We kind of knew that she was a complete and total fraud and phony from the beginning, but that's all right. I'm glad to hear other people are getting it. Now, Jeff, didn't Barack Obama also start doing ads for Kamala Harris? How well did that work out? Wow. 804 says, Jeff, I have never actually texted y'all before, but I had to because of what you are talking about regarding Obama. This is what God brought to mind. Obamination equals abomination. Yeah, that's why I call it the Obamination. Exactly. Good afternoon, Jeff. And from RVA says, if your company issued Etch-A-Sketch is not working, please don't give it Tay-Tay treatment, a.k.a. shake it up. Sometimes a laugh is called for in these times. I agree with you. Yeah. No, I didn't shake it up. I mean, there was already a dent there, so I just sort of walloped it right where the dent was. I learned that from an old radio engineer about 30 years ago. Jeff, 434, says, why would the Democrats think Obama would change our minds when he's the one who started ruining our country? Good question. And 804, just voted early, Jeff, all red. 327, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Virginia's candidates for attorney general are squaring off in just a few hours in what's expected to be their only debate before Election Day. Jason Miaras and Jay Jones are meeting face-to-face at the University of Richmond's Modlin Center this evening at 6. The event follows controversy over text messages by Jones. The University of Richmond and Virginia State Bar are hosting the debate. In-person tickets are sold out, but you can watch the live stream on the University of Richmond School of Law website. Mayor Danny Avila says he's taking action to improve Richmond City. WRVA's Charles Pyle has more.
Richmond Mayor Danny Avila has released a 25-page mayoral action plan. The plan includes 36 goals for improving city services, expanding opportunity, and promoting thriving neighborhoods. Avila says an online dashboard allowing Richmond residents to track progress will be available in early 2026. Charles Pyle, News Radio WRVA.
For the 10th time, a House-approved Republican plan to reopen the government has failed to gain the required 60 votes in the Senate. Senate Democrats continue to block the measure, demanding that Republicans include an extension of Obamacare tax credits set to expire at the end of the year. Virginia Democrat Mark Warner serves on the Senate Finance Committee.
Virginians are receiving this month notices that their health insurance rates are going to more than double. Those who buy, the 24 million Americans who buy through the Obamacare marketplace. Many of these are small businesses. Again, traditionally supporters of the Republican Party.
President Trump and Senate Republicans say they are willing to negotiate on health care after the government reopens. Israeli officials claim Hamas is not honoring its agreement to return deceased hostages as part of their current ceasefire pact. Fox's Eben Brown reports.
While President Trump announced Hamas agreed to return the remains of 28 deceased Israeli hostages, so far, only 9 have been received. Israel now claims Hamas is breaking their word.
A callous, barbaric terror group is continuing to hold onto these bodies as their families innocently wait to give their loved ones a dignified Jewish burial.
Shosh Bedrosian is the spokeswoman for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Hamas says they're not able to reach the rest of the remains without specialized equipment. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Virginia Commonwealth University School of Pharmacy students and VCU police invite the public to bring unused and unwanted medications to a Drug Take-Back Day event next Saturday, October 25th, from 10 till 2 at Abner Clay Park. The program will highlight proper disposal of medications as well as drug education and safety. The event aligns with the DEA's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Checking the markets, the Dow is down 367, the S&P down 59, and the NASDAQ is down 186. I'm Eileen Abbott reporting. Your next news at 4, news on demand at newsradiowrva.com.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, another home run. Yeah, nice work, Eileen Abbott. I'm telling you, how long has it been? Germ, does this not predate you? We have now got such quality people back in that newsroom. Better than anybody else that I've seen in the 14 years that I've been here. That's the truth. Hand to God. A lot of people have passed through that newsroom, but these three are the best. They really are. Just great, great work. Anyway, Barack Obama is now doing TV ads for Abigail Spamberger. And it could mean a couple of things. Number one, Obama is bored and needs the money. It could mean that he's thinking, God, these Republicans are just dismantling all of the damage that I did and repairing all the crap that I broke, and I don't like that. Or, now here's another option. It could be that the Democrats behind the scenes are looking at what they were sure was a slam dunk Abigail Spamberger win and are now saying, uh-oh, we may still pull it out, but we may not. Well, all right. Let's get Obama to do some spots. Now, I'm not entirely sure. You know who's going to have a great opinion on this, great insight based on years and years and years? My friend Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, that's who. And I'm happy to say that Friday Eve, of course, at 3:35, Brian joins us. Brian, good afternoon, sir.
Oh, you got all the good topics lined up. And I agree with you about the newsroom. Great to have local news, newsrooms. I miss that. I think we need more of that. We really do.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Brian. I mean, this is obviously off the topic of the campaign, but when you as a talk show host, and you know this, you as a talk show host can look at the people in the newsroom and go, you know, they're actually news people as opposed to advocates one way or the other.
You know, the first thing I did at every station was to make friends with the news curmudgeon, you know, the news anchor that had been there for 40 years because he always had all the inside tips on everything. Yeah. And I ended up with lifelong friendships with these guys, even though they were way, way older than I was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was wonderful. We always worked together. And, you know, we need local news. You know, the area where I first started in broadcasting out west, even the TV newscasts are going away, the local TV news. There were four channels with local TV news out there in that market. Yep. You know, a few years ago, they're down to one. Jeez. You know, and that's TV. We're not even talking radio. So I'm really alarmed.
Yeah. Oh, we should be. We should be. Newspapers, I think, have put themselves out of business.
They have.
Right? Nothing to do with us. Radio, for the longest time, you had every bean counter in the world going, well, we don't really need to do that. We don't need to do that.
Yeah, we don't really need anybody on the air. We'll just...
yeah, we'll wing it. I mean, what's the worst that could possibly happen?
Well, you had hedge funds running radio companies for a long, long time. That's you know, you really... And they didn't know anything.
That's right. And they proved it every single day.
Oh, they did.
But by the way, we have he's not curmudgeonly, but Charles Pyle, he knows where everybody is buried and he knows who buried them and where they bought the shovel.
Good. So, yeah, good.
He's our go-to guy. What do you make of the Obama commercials now hitting the airwaves here in Virginia for Abigail Spamberger?
Well, I think your theory was correct that it's desperation. They never would have even bothered with something like this. But I have to say that I don't think Barack Obama carries a lot of weight anymore. The only time he's in the news now is for his billion-dollar boondoggle presidential center in Chicago, which is the ugliest thing I've seen since Boston City Hall. And, you know, I mean, it is an atrocity. I don't know if you've seen a picture of it, but it's horrible. And, you know, they tore down a working-class, low-income neighborhood, you know, full of the very people that Obama pretends to care about to build that monstrosity. But I don't think that ad will move the needle for him at all. I will say that had that ad possibly featured Michelle Obama instead, yep. You know, I think they could have gotten somewhere with that in, you know, the usual Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria types. So just for turnout's sake, I think they could have moved the needle a little bit, but she doesn't seem to do any of that stuff. So they probably asked, and they said, oh, no, you know, Barack will do it. Oh, great, you know. I mean, what kind of following does Barack Obama have anymore outside of the globalists, you know, at the World Economic Forum? Nothing.
Right, right. No, you're spot on. Here's what I think is the concern on the Democrat side, and that is, as an example, in early voting, black voters are seriously underrepresented. They're not the least bit excited if you're looking at community breakdowns. And I hate that, but let's face it, every campaign does that. You know, is the white suburban mom community coming out? Are black men coming out? Are Latino?
Right, right.
Right, so they all do it. So those numbers are showing that black voters who traditionally vote Democrat are just not turning up for early voting because, like everybody else, they just can't stand Abigail Spanberger.
Well, why not just vote for Winsome Sears and get, you know, and do something wonderful? And that's the thing. And, you know, since you brought up the ads, I have to say that, and I even posted this on my pages, the ad that Winsome put out last week, which was of the debate. And it was the best political ad that I've seen in years. And that's saying something. And I know, I'm sure you know which one I'm talking about. It's a minute long.
Yep.
And all it is, and by the way, and I don't do this on purpose, but whenever I say, it always comes out Spanberger. I mean, and it's an accident. I don't mean to do it. I don't, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, but Spanberger is just how it comes out of my, anyway. So all it is her, you know, just sitting there in awkward silence, unable to respond to Winsome's, you know, sharp exchanges and questioning. And it's absolutely, I mean, you know, Abigail sits there speechless for a minute, and it is one of the most effective political ads. I'm telling you that Winsome has had a campaign for about the last 2 months, 2-3 months, that's been on fire.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, it really has. You're spot on. It has turned the page, and there's more money coming in. And it's not,
yes,
it's not nearly as much money, of course, as California and New York leftists are sending to Spanberger, Cashman, and Jones. But
yeah.
Governor Youngkin's PAC is on board with a very, very sizable monetary donation. We've got the RNC now apparently putting some money into this. And given that realistically the campaigns have had just about no financing, for them to be that close a couple of weeks out from Election Day, I think that speaks to the character and the capability of the Republicans in this case, Sears and Reid and Meares.
Well, it really does. And, you know, but the thing that we still have to correct is we've got to end this where every election cycle we are out fundraised and outspent by the Democrats because they have all these billionaire collaborators. And that is something we have to fix. So we're always at this disadvantage with money. But, you know, what we lack in money, we have in energy and spirit. And every time Winsome gets up to speak, I just feel like, you know, we have another Trump on our hands. We have somebody who is engaging the audience in a way that is connecting with people, and it's exciting. And I like exciting candidates. And I have to say that, you know, we have a shortage of that. That's where I think our, you know, biggest flaw is as Republicans. We have a lot of really boring, especially in the Senate. Yeah. A lot of these guys bump on a lot of guys, you know, and, I, you know, they drive me nuts. And so someone like her just, you know, makes me remember why I'm a part of this and why I fight for Republicans. It's because of Winsome Sears. So that's, you know, and that's what's going on here.
Brian Maloney is joining us. Now, Brian, the media equalizer, has worn a couple of different hats during his career. First of all, my opinion, and this is one of the few areas I know something about, one of the finest talk radio personalities I've ever heard, one of the best guys to ever be on the air. And in addition to that, Brian has led these great efforts with campaigns and issues and this stuff. Brian, I keep hearing that we are the party of millionaires and billionaires. My God, Pocahontas, your Senator Elizabeth Warren keeps telling me that. So how come they're not ponying up the bucks?
Well, that's a great question. That's a great question. So, yeah, I mean, I think that we have a bit of luck right now because I've never seen the Democrats in a weaker position in terms of unity and just working together and cooperating. I've never seen them this bad. They are usually pretty unified. They're usually pretty coordinated and, you know, organized in terms of campaigns. And so that's a really interesting thing. And, you know, I think we touched on this slightly last week, but look, I think they thought, well, we'll shut down the government and then we'll have New Jersey and Virginia and the California Prop 50 gerrymandering thing. We'll have that in the bag. We won't have any worries in New York, you know, or any other state, and we won't have to worry. And that's just not doing it for them. It's not doing anything for them at all.
That's right.
But you have the AG debate tonight, right?
We sure do. 6 o'clock this evening. Now, you can watch it, by the way, because it's
all. Oh, I will.
A couple of things that you should be aware of. Jason Meares, I've said this before, Jason is the real deal. All right. Jason has such an amazing future ahead of him. I don't do predictions, but if I did, I would say he will be the governor of Virginia at some point.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. And, you know, it's funny how I was saying how I always accidentally say spam burger, but I also accidentally say Jim Jones sometimes. And, you know, is that really that far off? Because, I'm just taking his own text messages, you know? I mean, am I really off base there?
No. You know, when you are fantasizing about killing your coworkers and you've laid out the plan, and then as if that's not enough, then you're fantasizing about their children dying.
It's sick. It's sick. He should have dropped out of the race. And that's why, you know, they could do tonight's debate as a pay-per-view event. People would pay. This will be so entertaining that people would pay to see it. I'm not kidding. You can't say that about a political debate that often. But this one, I can't wait to see this guy raked over the coals over his text messages. I mean, it's going to be epic.
All right, so here, by the way, is the drinking game for the debate, or you can do it over under, whichever is more fun for you. It will be the number of times that Jay Jones uses the name Trump, because his whole campaign, apparently, he's running against Donald Trump. And I checked, Donald Trump is not on the ballot for attorney general, but that's who Jay Jones thinks he is running against.
Well, you know, good luck with that. I don't think that's going to get him anywhere. And he is a radioactive candidate. And the other Democrats should have distanced themselves from him immediately. And they failed to. And that's the bottom line. They blew it. And when this election is over, and I believe we're going to win these races, I really do, the postmortem will be really, really obvious. You and I will be talking during this very segment, and it's going to be about how the Democrats should have seen this coming a mile away.
Yep. Well, as per usual, you are right there on the money. Hey, Brian, I want everybody to be following you, and I want you to remind everybody how they do that, please.
Yeah, so that is facebook.com/mediaequalizer, media equalizer, one word, or facebook.com/redwaveamerica, one word, redwaveamerica.
I love it. Brian, as always, my friend, I am grateful to you for making time every week. You just give us exactly what we need, and I'm looking forward to chatting again a week from now to get the breakdown as you see it. That is my friend and truly just one of the best guys out there as a broadcaster, as an analyst, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Friday Eve. The terrible comments from some of those young Republicans, it's easy to deal with them. There's no dilemma there. All of those nitwits need to resign immediately. And if they don't resign, then they need to be removed from their positions, whatever they might be, at the Young Republicans Federation. Next question, please. Did you see? Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, of course, immediately called on them to step aside. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. That's all. There doesn't have to be any sort of discussion, debate. There's no dilemma here. The Attorney General's debate this evening happens at 6 o'clock. And I'm telling you, you can set the over-under, or if you, you know, are somebody who imbibes, you can do a drinking game. Every single time that Jay Jones utters the name Trump, well, that's going to be it, because he really does seem to believe that he is running against President Trump. This is going to be an interesting one. It's not that often that you look at a debate and think, huh, well, okay, I'm interested. Everybody ought to be paying attention to this. It is going to be streaming this evening, and you'll have to take a look at it. I think you ought to take a look at it. Rob Chadwick's going to be here at 4:35. I love chatting with Rob. I really do. He's just such a good guy and a thoroughly brilliant tactician. Great book out about staying safe, but his day job, if you will, is as the principal training director for U.S. Concealed Carry Association. I'm a member, just FYI. I think it's a great organization. And Rob handles all of that. Rob's coming to town about a week or so down in Chester. Range USA is opening up, I believe it's their 50th range. And it's going to be local. It's going to be down in Chester. So we'll get some details from Rob on that as well. 358, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Speaker of the House, she's been known to consume an adult beverage here or there. She was P.O.'d. Oh, my God. Somebody actually asked her a question, and the question had not been carefully scripted by somebody on her team. So she was, well, she was livid. Was she sober? I don't know. That's like a 50-50 call with Nancy Pelosi. Honest to goodness. Really, really, really. That is a 50-50 thing. But you'll have to tell me, sober or not, cut number one. Cut number one.
Congresswoman Pelosi, are you at all concerned that the new January 6th committee will find you liable for that day? Are you at all concerned about the new January 6th committee finding you liable for that day? Why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th?
Shut up. I did not refuse the National Guard. The president didn't send it. Why are you coming here with Republican talking points as if you're a serious journalist?
The American people want to know. We still have questions. Thank you.
Sounds to me like the former speaker's maybe slurring her words a little bit, don't you think? I would do further investigation. If I encountered somebody who sounded like that, my inclination would be that there might have been more in that coffee cup than just coffee. I don't know. I might ask her to walk a straight line, heel to toe, seven steps, and then turn around without stepping off the line. I would. I might think to myself, ma'am, just hold on for a second. I want you to stay right there. I have to get my pen out of my pocket because we're going to play a little game. It's called the nystagmus gaze test, and we'll see whether you win or lose. Yeah. This will be the takeaway, right, Germ? The little piece from Pelosi?
Shut up.
There you go. That's it. Put that in our favorites. Put that there with hairy legs and all the rest of that stuff. And, of course, the biology lesson. It's funny that we have Supreme Court justices and other people who can't quite figure out what a woman is. And then we have this kid who was, what was he, like 6 years old, Germ? 6 years old.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
No, I got it the first time. I mean, I got all of it the first time.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
All right, Pelosi would say shut up. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio W. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and we've got a lovely weekend. I'm just going to tell you that flat out. We're going to be a little bit warmer this weekend, partly sunny, again, relatively low humidity. So could be a nice time to get out there and enjoy the weather. We got some big plans coming up the next couple of weeks. Rob Chadwick is going to be coming to town. He's going to be down to the grand opening of a new Range USA in Chester. And I want to get the details on that. I got a lot of questions for Rob this week. I want to make sure everybody remembers Rob's background, because you talk about somebody who is, he's walked the walk. Make no mistake about it. Starts as a police officer right up the road in Northern Virginia. Spends a couple of decades with the FBI, retires as supervisory special agent out of Quantico, where he was heading up the FBI's tactical training program, was on the executive protection unit with the Attorney General Bill Barr, and now he's over at the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, Delta Defense, and he's got a new title, and I don't know exactly what the new title is. I know, you know, Your Majesty doesn't quite fit, so I'm going to let him give us the details on that, and then we'll talk a little bit about safety and security. Rob, welcome, my friend.
Jeff, always great to be with you. Appreciate it. Your Majesty will do just fine, but the new title is Principal Training Advisor for the USCCA, and I moved over to make room for my very good friend Mike Sieglander. For those of you who may not be familiar with that name, he is literally a legend in the firearms community, international grand champion shooter, and one of the all around best guys. Literally wrote the book on how to be a firearms instructor, and found out there was an opportunity to bring him onto the team at the USCCA, and didn't even hesitate, man. And so he just started last week, and now this new role for me is really moved more into a brand ambassadorship, which of course I absolutely love, because the USCCA exists to help everyday Americans. You and I talk about this all the time. Who are concerned about their safety, and of course, with what's happening in the news the last few months, rightly so.
Let's talk about the benefits of USCCA membership, because I share with everybody just about every day that I'm a member because I believe in exercising my Second Amendment rights, and I don't want to be in a situation where I have to fire at someone, but if it happens, it happens. But that's just the beginning of the adventure, if you will.
No doubt about it, Jeff. And what drew me to the USCCA is their approach. There's so much misinformation and a glamorization of firearms use. Both Hollywood and the media, and I can tell you, after 30 years in law enforcement, that couldn't be further from the truth. One of the most devastating things you could possibly be involved with is a use of force incident involving a firearm. Now, the Second Amendment is incredibly important to me and should be to all Americans. It guarantees us access to that one tool that really does level the playing field between, what I'll call the weaker and the strong. Those people that, otherwise, without a gun, you might not be able to protect yourself and your family. It's that one indispensable tool. Now, the use cases for that are pretty limited. But boy, oh boy, it's one of those things that when you need it, there is no substitute. And so the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, is a membership organization. We have almost 900,000 members across the United States. We have about 8,000 instructors, which, of course, I have an active role in helping shape that. And what we do is we exist to train everyday Americans in the practical and the legal use of force, right? And the focus is on early detection and avoidance. The last thing in the world we want you to do is be involved in one of these things. So you know, my job over the last couple of years, and really will continue as the principal training advisor, is to figure out ways to help everyday Americans understand how they can legally, lawfully, effectively protect themselves and their families and go about their lives. And so the USCCA membership, when you join, you have access to the industry-leading online training. There's all sorts, I mean, literally thousands of hours of training online. We have hundreds of classes happening any given day around the country. And then, of course, one of the great benefits of USCCA membership is you also have what's called self-defense liability insurance. And believe it or not, SDLI, something I never even thought about as a police officer or as an FBI agent because I was covered by the government. But now that I'm a private citizen and I started looking into this, if I had what I call a kinetic exchange with another human being, that is almost certainly going to result in, you know, criminal and or civil encumbrance. And so, you know, that's out of your pocket. Very, very, very rarely will your home insurance policy cover you, an umbrella insurance. That's just not going to do it. So I encourage people, do the research. You know, so many people have taken that first step on their self-defense journey. Do the research, find out what the whole, it's not just I own a gun and so therefore I'm protected. That's just the first step maybe, right? Get trained, get proficient, and then get covered, because I can promise you the loneliest feeling in the world is right after you have defended yourself. And that's really when the challenge sometimes is just getting started.
Rob Chadwick is joining us, the principal training advisor over at Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Rob, we talk obviously about what we see as the final step in the self-defense arc, and that's the firearm. But leading up to that, there's a whole slew of things that we can do, that we should do. You write about it very, very expertly in the Practical Guide to Personal Security. Take us through some of those and include, if you don't mind, those non-lethal options.
Yeah, Jeff, one of the proudest accomplishments since I've been with the USCCA, when I started, when I was a policeman, I carried a taser, I carried a can of pepper spray, and I carried a baton. These are all non-lethal options, basically tools on the tool belt, just like my pistol was. And so I wanted to make sure that our members and the members of the public also had access to the tool and the training, not just, how to use it, but when to use it, why to use it, why not to use it. What are those use cases? And so I approached what I consider the big four, Taser, Sabre, S-A-B-R-E, is the world's largest manufacturer of pepper sprays. They're in, almost every big box store or truck stop. There are Sabres everywhere. Great company. Also all-American company. ASP, made the baton that I carried as a policeman. They also make some really cool little self-defense devices for civilians. And then Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. They make those non-lethal launchers. Sometimes you hear Sean Hannity talking about. He's a big sponsor of theirs. Really effective options to protect yourself that are not designed to be lethal. And so, if all you have is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail. I want to give people options along that self-defense journey, and it starts with situational awareness and avoidance, and then these other tools that you might be able to use. And there are certainly plenty of what we call non-permissive environments. There are plenty of environments where you cannot legally take a firearm. Maybe you can take one of these less lethal options with you.
Are those available through USCCA, or do people have to go and dig up websites on their own?
Yeah, no, we have links, and we have training classes that are coming out. As a matter of fact, we're just launching our instructor certification program. So if you wanted to learn how to teach others how to use these weapons and defend themselves, you can become a USCCA non-lethal weapons instructor. I'm super proud about that. For applications like houses of worship, there are plenty of teams out there that maybe they don't want to use a firearm. Maybe they just don't think it's quite right. So maybe they look into whether it's a taser or a Byrna launcher or a pepper spray. At least it's something, to have on hand that you can leverage, utilize to protect yourself, buy some time until the authorities get there.
That's a great point. You cover a lot of that in your book. I want to remind everybody, The Practical Guide to Personal Security, written by Rob Chadwick. And because Rob is the classic overachiever, he's got the foreword by former Attorney General Bill Barr. God, that is so cool, by the way. Just completely and totally off, well, not even off the right, just as an aside, Rob, how cool is that, that the former Attorney General says, yeah, I'll write the intro for your book. I really like you.
I tell you, what an honor, and I had the honor to serve on Mr. Barr's detail when he's Attorney General the second time, and remain very close with him. I consider him a truly great American, utterly dedicated to the Constitution of the United States and people's, you know, constitutional and religious rights. And, you know, I know he and President Trump had some, you know, parting of the ways, we'll say it, but, yeah. You know, both have taken the high road there, and you don't hear them bad-mouthing each other. They just kind of, okay, we agree to disagree, but both, I think, are dedicated to protecting Americans. And so it is my great honor to have Attorney General Barr write that forward. And I tell you, Jeff, I just finished the audio recording of the book and had my dad read that forward by Attorney General Barr. That was pretty surreal.
Everybody should know that your dad is regarded as one of the best radio talents in the history of the medium. So that is another extra special thing, I would imagine, for that audio book version.
It was such a treat. My dad retired from the Voice of America after a long career. He started, you know, during his broadcasting career when he was drafted during Vietnam, and he was a contemporary of Adrian Cronauer. Remember the famous Good Morning Vietnam? My dad served as a Armed Forces broadcasting voice over there during the war, and then came back to the States and had a long, distinguished career, ultimately retiring from the Voice of America in D.C. Several years ago. But to have him, you know, with me and read part of that book, that was a bucket list item for sure.
I think that's fantastic. By the way, Rob, Adrian Cronauer's grandson is a big listener to this here little program.
He's a
local guy involved in public safety. One of the key points of your book, I want everybody to be aware of this. We're talking about some non-lethal options. And really, if you look at it as an arc, where it first begins, it's awareness, right?
That's it. And that's why I wrote the book. I wanted a place to start, and it starts with acknowledgement. People have to understand this can happen to you. It does happen to people like you. Every victim I've ever talked to, you know, I've had the opportunity to talk to so many USCCA members who've been involved in these incidents over the years, and every one of them, the common denominator is, I never actually thought it would happen to me until it does. And so having that acknowledgement, then you develop the plan. Okay, what would I do? And I know, we know, the Bureau knows from doing all this interviews and research, you are so much more likely to achieve a positive outcome during a crisis if you have simply devoted some time and consideration ahead of time. That's the key, ahead of time, you know, rather than just waiting for something to happen and hoping you come up with the right solution, because I can almost guarantee you won't.
I want people to be aware of your upcoming visit to the area, Rob. You're going to be in Chester. There's a brand new Range USA having their grand opening. What can you tell us about that? What are some of the details?
Man, I'm excited. It's coming up here on Saturday, the 25th of October in Chester. That's their 50th location across the United States. Range USA is a tremendous partner of the USCCA, and it's my honor to speak. I'll be, giving some remarks there about exactly what we're talking about right now. Just, you know, personal safety in today's, you know, I will call it age of civil discourse, mm-hmm. or lack thereof, and yep. just what you can do to protect yourself and your family. And so I'll be talking at, I believe it's 11:00 in the morning on the 25th. I believe their actual grand opening is this weekend. And then next weekend, we'll be there to celebrate. I think you're coming down to join me, so I'm excited about that, man. Looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, I absolutely am coming down. And now that you've mentioned it, you're talking about the training program, USCCA certifying instructors for non-lethal means. How the heck does somebody get signed up for that?
Yep, you'd go to USCCA.com and search. There's a tab on there that says Become an Instructor.
Okay.
Click on that, and then that'll take you down sort of like the, I'll call it the electronic rabbit hole, but you search for non-lethal weapons instructor certification. Now, that program is new. We're just rolling it out, so it's starting to, you know, get more and more what we call training counselors out there, people who can certify those trainers. But that should be coming to an area of, you know, here in Richmond very soon. I would certainly assume that Range USA will be one of our prime spots.
Excellent. All right. Well, I know a guy, so since you're the guy that I know, tell him I want in on that list as soon as it opens up. And
we'd love to have you on the team.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in about a week or so. Thank you, sir. Oh, before you go, just real quick, I'm over time, so what the heck. Where do people get your book, The Practical Guide to Personal Security?
PracticalSecurityGuide.com. That's the landing page. It'll take you right to Amazon where it's sold. I appreciate you, Jeff.
Absolutely. Love you, brother. That is Rob Chadwick, USCCA. He is the principal training advisor, but we just refer to him as Your Majesty, and he's pretty cool with that. 450, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Breaking news, John Bolton has been indicted. I don't have more details, any further details. I am sure that Charles Pyle and the team are working on that. They'll have details as they are developing their newscasts. But again, just coming across a couple of seconds ago, I just sort of saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, wait a minute, am I reading what I thought of it? Well, I am. John Bolton, the former national security advisor for President Trump in his first administration, has been indicted. I'll have whatever details are available. I promise you that in a couple of moments. Tomorrow morning, you know that Rich Herrera in Richmond's Morning News will have all of the details. You don't want to miss that. In fact, tomorrow morning, Rich will have his full analysis of tonight's debate between Jason Meares and Jay Jones. So just a few more reasons to be tuning in to Richmond's Morning News tomorrow, starting at 6 a.m. with my friend, Rich Herrera. 440, I'm sorry, it's 457. You know numbers. It's 457. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, it is Friday Eve. And Democrats of the U.S. Senate have now voted for the 10th time against reopening the federal government. I understand people have spin, but I'm just telling you the truth. There's no spin here. All right, my old pal Bill O'Reilly came up with that whole no spin thing, but I'm just telling you, there's no spin here either. Democrats, for the 10th time, have voted against reopening the federal government. I don't care how loyal a Democrat you are. I don't care how far to the left you might be. I don't care how much you hate conservatives or Republicans, Donald Trump, what have you. Facts are the facts. Democrats and Democrats alone are responsible for keeping the federal government closed. They're responsible for federal employees not being closed. Paid. They're responsible for state employees right now who are not being paid, who have been furloughed because their salary actually comes via funding from the federal government. And Tiny Tim Kaine can stand on his little milk crate and put his eyebrows up in the air and put his stupid glasses on top of his head and polish up the bells on the end of his little elf boots there. But no matter how much screaming he does, Glenn Youngkin's not responsible for that. Winsome Sears is not responsible for that. Tim Kaine is responsible for that. Mark Warner laughing and carrying on like a lunatic. If you've seen the videos of him in the Senate before he votes to keep the federal government closed, before he votes to keep members of the military from being paid, he looks like he's had one too many at the local cocktail party. You know, like maybe he got a glass with a bad ice cube. Wink, wink, nod, nod. You know what I mean? He's just laughing up a storm. He doesn't give a crap about folks who aren't getting paid. He's just fine. Tell you the other thing that's happening right now. The president said, okay, you guys want to keep playing games? I'm going to make sure members of the military get paid, period, end of story. So he has told the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and other folks involved in the process, just start moving money around from operations and research budgets over at the Department of War, and put it into the payroll. So that way, members of the military will keep getting paid. Democrats, including Tim Kaine and Mark Warner, are telling us that's unconstitutional. But interestingly, it's one of the few things they haven't actually gone to court over. Every time Donald Trump uses the wrong fork at a state dinner, there's some lawsuit filed somewhere and some local district court judge weighs in as if he or she had been elected president, right? Democrats have got a number of these district court judges in their back pockets. You would think they would just go to one of these friendly judges and say, hey, that Trump guy that we all hate, well, he's doing this unconstitutional thing, so what are you going to do? No, no cases. No cases. In fact, the Democrats are kind of staying silent on that. Even the far left-wing groups are staying pretty quiet on it. Why? Because they're already in a bad way, politically speaking. They're so far in. Schmuck Schumer's beady little eyes are barely visible over the giant hole that they have dug. Do you remember Rachel Maddow? Right? She's, she talks a lot over at MSNBC, which, yeah, is actually still around. They haven't changed the name yet. And I don't know what exactly they're changing it to. Germ, has anybody done any research on that? There's got to be somebody somewhere trying to figure out what MSNBC is going to be now that NBC has said, yeah, we don't want any part of you. Right? They've pulled away. But whatever it is, Rachel Maddow is still over there, apparently. And even though they're going to have a new name, it is still MSNBC. So let me just do this. Hang on one second, please. I always give you the heads up. If we're going to listen to a clip from one of these outrageous outlets, I would suggest, as I just did, you take a sip of your beverage, whatever it might be. And it is selfish because I don't want to be responsible if, in fact, you spit it on the inside of your windshield and cause an accident, or you spit it on your laptop and then you think I'm supposed to pay for it. All right. So anyway, with that warning, one more time. I have cinnamon hazelnut coffee. That's what it is. I don't really do coffee-flavored coffee anymore. I noticed that's an aside. Doesn't mean anything. All right. If you're ready, can we have cut number two, please?
And to make sure that we've got, you know, whether or not you're religious, to at least have a spiritual grounding in what you're doing so that you know what you stand for. You have the discipline to always be nonviolent in the way that you stand for it. You have the ability, which is difficult and under pressure, you have the ability to trust those who you are standing up with so that you are a movement and not just a collection of individuals. We got to think about this task that's ahead of us right now. I mean, we have an authoritarian government in this country that is trying to destroy the democracy. And millions of Americans are standing up to try to preserve the democracy and defeat this authoritarian movement. This is something that is not going to be a quick fight. This is something that is going to take discipline. It's going to take a long time. It's going to take us making mistakes, iterating, sticking with it anyway, doing the drudge work, doing the dirty work that it takes to get movements like this over the finish line, even when you don't get recognized for that movement. And we just need to start thinking of ourselves that way, I think, in this country. And I think Andrew Young wants to help us do that.
I want to play a few more clips. I want to ask you a million more.
Yeah. Do you really? Okay. Well, I don't want to. I don't want to play your silly little mad gal games. Well, actually, I would. But anyway. Was she? I guess she must
Shut
have
up.
Been just, I just, right. Yeah, she must have just been a guest over on MSNBC. Maybe she doesn't actually do a show over there anymore. Who the heck knows? If I could track down the 11 people in America to watch that, I would ask. But, you know, generally speaking, they're so far down in their mommy's basements that they can't answer. They can't answer. Did anybody hear Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson? She seems to think that black people are simply incapable of voting. She is herself black. That is true. And she is a woman, even though she said she's not qualified to talk about what a woman is, which is kind of bizarre because I'm thinking if you are one, you're well qualified to talk about it. But you remember, she, oh, well, you know, I'm not a biologist. Well, Madam Justice, I'm not a meteorologist, but I can tell if it's raining. I really can. I figured that out all on my own. We'll listen to her in just a moment. 5:35, Tony Pham is going to be with us. We'll talk about the group that Facebook just shut down, about 60,000 people who were organizing to dox and attack ICE agents. It's 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I'm taking a look at some photos right now. My friend Reva Trammell, city councilwoman on the south side of town, 8th District. She did a great walk around in the district with
Chief Rick Edwards and the command staff from the Richmond Police Department. And it's just nice to see. It really is. The chief is, I think, is a good guy. I really, really do. What a difficult assignment that is. But they're doing some great work, and I'm always happy to see them out and about. All right, we've got so much that we're dealing with, and you know that Facebook just shut down a group. I think it was about 60,000 people who were all organizing to attack ICE agents and their families. I've got to give credit to Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook. They actually shut it down. I wanted to reach out to my friend and our regular guest, Tony Pham, to sort of weigh in on this. He, of course, is now with the America First Policy Institute. He's a thinker over there. Is that your official title, thinker, Tony? Great thinker, great mind?
Jeff, the thinker in charge. I'd love that title. I think I'm going to get my business cards changed to reflect that. Great suggestion.
There you go. If anybody knows about this stuff, as I said earlier, it's you, Tony. The lived experience, first of all, coming to the United States as an immigrant, the entire family, those photos of you as a little boy, my gosh, you're adorable and you're terrified, clearly. You are, it's just such, I love looking at those photos. And then what you've done giving back to our nation and serving in the highest levels at ICE. So, what's your reaction to this Facebook group?
It's horrible, right? And I want to have a robust conversation in the short period of time that you and I have right now about the genesis of why there's such, you know, violence out there against ICE agents and ICE officers and our immigration enforcement personnel. We cannot allow accountability to escape. And we must place it squarely on the shoulders of the individuals within the liberal left, mm-hmm. who have built an environment with vitriol that has painted the officers who are husbands, wives, fathers, sons, and daughters, who swore an oath no different than your local police officers to enforce the laws that Congress, here in this instance, passed. And so we're looking at people like former vice presidential candidate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, calling ICE officers modern day Gestapos. Mayor Michelle Wu from Boston. And I'm sorry to bring up Boston, Jeff. I know you love Beantown, but that mayor up there is horrendous and likening ICE officers to NSC 131, which is also known as a neo-Nazi radical group. It's all of these words that these elected officials use their platform to spew out there in the public space that has built up and built up and built up this environment of violence until you get something like July 4th, right, which is the ambush and attack at the Prairie Land Detention Center down in Alvarado, Texas. That's right. And I say that only because finally, the Justice Department is beginning to also hold those individuals accountable. They were just indicted. Two of those individuals were just indicted. And that needs to happen more. We need to have individuals, one, holding the folks who are spewing this hate that is creating this environment of acceptance to treat our law enforcement personnel in a particular fashion with violence. I mean, we're looking at the fact that we have DHS issues a bulletin now that immigration officers have bounties on their heads up to $50,000 to take out a high-level Border Patrol chief. Are we as a society willing to accept that we can now put bounties on local police officers? Is that okay? I would say no, that is not. And we need to hold the people who are spewing this hatred accountable for creating an environment that endangers our honorable men and women in law enforcement, such as our immigration enforcement officers.
Well, Tony, if somebody has placed a bounty on the head of these agents and these officers, we know that we can find them and arrest them and prosecute them. But what about the Tim Walzes, the Michelle Wus,
who are saying that immigration folks are Nazis and Gestapo. Is there really a legal avenue to prosecute them, or is it all public opinion?
Yeah, it's legal, then there's the political, right? I've lived that life, the operational, the legal, the operational as the ICE director, the legal, obviously, as the PLA for ICE, and then there's the political as a political appointee for the president twice now. And so for individuals who want to hide behind the First Amendment so they can characterize our ICE officers and our ICE agents in a particular way, that's fine. But those individuals have to answer to the people in their district. And so I say these things when you find people, and I'm going to say it, you find people like Jay Jones who are going to make those comments, those horrific, horrendous comments about a mother holding their child as they die. Jeff, I had protesters come to my house while I was in Washington, D.C. to target my wife and kids, and that was only their second day at school. And I'm reading those texts from this guy who wants to act like a juvenile and put texts out there that evinces such violence against innocent children, and he still wants to be the Attorney General of Virginia. Do we trust him to exercise the proper judgment to fight for victims when he's advocating for some children to be victims? And I'm sorry, but for folks like the Senator Tim Kaine to say he places those texts in conjunction with the knowing the gentleman for 25 years and 25 years comes out on top, really? Really? Condemning the words, I get it, but not holding him accountable enough to say, do you have the proper judgment? See, when he sat in the House of Delegates, right, Jay Jones, and he served, right, he would appoint judges. He would be part of the team, I'm sure, that would vote judges up and down. You don't think that they would look at a person's judgment, temperament, and demeanor to determine whether the individual has the moxie and the chops and the temperament to serve?
That's right.
The people of Virginia probably should do the same test for this gentleman to find out and determine whether they want someone who wished a mother to hold their child to die has the proper temperament. Now, that's the conversation. I go back to what my original point was. Those individuals with a platform of elected office make those comments, create those hostile environments, those violent environments. And you know who pays for it? Our men and women on the front lines.
That's right.
Our law enforcement officers on the front lines, ICE enforcement officers, ICE agents, CBP officers. They're the ones, they too are mothers.
That's right.
They are too our parents. But they're the ones who are suffering the consequences from elected officials who don't know how to govern themselves like adults.
It's an amazing situation. Let me remind everybody, Tony Pham is joining us. Tony is a senior fellow over at the America First Policy Institute. Of course, his career just goes on and on in terms of service. Assistant secretary up at DHS, the ICE director, principal legal advisor, working for Sheriff C.T. Woody, the last good sheriff the city of Richmond had, running a jail in his spare time. I mean, an amazing guy. Tony, you did bring up Jay Jones, and I wanted to discuss that as well. We're just a couple of minutes away from the what appears to be the one and only debate between our incumbent attorney general, who I think is a hell of a guy, Jason Meares, and Jay Jones. Now, a lot has been made not only of the threats, which are absolutely vile and disgusting, but apparently he also lied to a judge out in New Kent County about where he was doing his community service for that outrageous speeding ticket. Put on your legal counsel hat for a second, counselor. Are any of these things worthy of being disbarred in this Commonwealth?
Jeff, I did serve some time on the state bar's disciplinary board, so I really would like to say that's going to be left up to individuals out there who are on the current service of the Virginia State Bar to make that determination. But the facts are going to have to play itself out because you said it appears. I don't know what the true background is on whether there's a record of that. But I think when you lie to a judge, if that's the case that happened, there are some consequences that flow from that. And there should be consequences that flow from that. But let's remember judges are, I love our judges. I think we have some of the best in the nation here. But they are appointed by members of the General Assembly.
Yep. No, that's a, that is a great point. Tony Pham joining us. Tony, when I see some recent numbers, and I'm not sure if you saw them because they just sort of came out today, ICE, DHS has had this big hiring push, right? There's been all sorts of great bonuses. The number I saw today is that there have been 175,000 applications submitted for the jobs. Now, that says to me that there are plenty of good, decent, honorable people who, even in the face of this nonsense, are still willing to serve.
No, absolutely. Those numbers are fantastic, right? Because I think that's an indicator to the general public that there is a large, quiet majority that still support or have always and will always support proper immigration enforcement in this nation by virtue of the numbers, and that what we're hearing and seeing are from the radical left, a handful of folks like Antifa, who want to create hostilities and disruptions in our communities. And they're empowered by people who have elected office who say stupid things. Let's just put it out there. They just say bad things, and they're and it's not very wise to say that about our officers. And it's horrendous. And I think the vitriol has to stop, Jeff, because, you know, while I may have faced a protest and these folks came up to my property door and they were spewing a lot of misbegotten stuff, what I'm witnessing now in 2025 is it has now graduated to actual physical violence, where people are taking shots, like in September, where this guy took a shot at randomly just fired rounds into an ICE office. You know, and unfortunately and tragically, some individuals died. And thankfully, our law enforcement officers did their duty, and I saw videos of it where they shielded those individuals, right? These are, think about that. And your listeners just hear this. We have ICE officers who are being targeted by this would-be misbegotten assassin shooting indiscriminately into the ICE building. And there's images of these officers shielding the very migrants that they arrested to enforce the law. And that should tell you everything you need to know about the men and women of ICE.
It absolutely does. It speaks volumes. Tony Pham, it is always a great pleasure to have you here, sir. That is Tony Pham, wonderful guy, now a senior fellow, the America First Policy Institute. Of course, his dedication and devotion to the United States of America really is without parallel. One of the best, Tony Pham. It is 5:49, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. What a great tune, man. That is a good one to wrap things up on a Friday Eve. That is absolutely the case. And I don't know whether I will be traveling east or not to get back into Casa Katz. I'll let you know. Now, of course, I bought Jeremy a birthday present. Jeremy's birthday is Saturday, so I bought myself a present. It's a smartwatch. And it, I think, it, you know what it has, Jeremy? The reason I'm mentioning it is it has a, what do you call that? Not a thermostat. What's that other thing? A compass. I knew it was one of those things, you know, a dial thing. But it does. It has a compass. So if I would have worn it today, then I could have told you if I was traveling east. But I'll wear it tomorrow, and then I'll figure it out. And you'll have to remind me because I'll probably forget anyway. But tomorrow morning, let me remind you that Rich Herrera will be here, the host of Richmond's Morning News. Always great job. I would be here right at 6 a.m. And the reason is that coming up in just a couple of moments is the one and only debate between Attorney General Jason Mayorkas and Jay Jones. So I am looking forward to hearing Rich's analysis tomorrow. I will remind you exclusively on my program at 5:05 tomorrow evening, Jason Mayorkas will be here, our Attorney General. I think the world of Jason. You know that. That's not exactly earth-shattering news. One of the first people to come out and say publicly that they would be voting for Jason in the whole primary system we had, if you remember, 4 years ago, thereabouts. There were plenty of people saying, I didn't even know how to spell Mayorkas. That's okay. Take my word on this. I'm voting for him.
I was very proud to do it then. I'm very proud to do it now. I'm very, very happy with what he has accomplished the last 4 years in my beloved Commonwealth. So Jason Miar is tomorrow afternoon at 5:05. It is going to be chilly tonight. We're going to be down in the 30s, so please do whatever you got to do. Bundle up, all right? Do a little snuggling with your local dog or cat or both, and have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.